Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Some of them ain't about that life. That's how y'all want to say it. Some of them are. But man, Joe, what is wrong with our African-American women and men of today? I want to know everything, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, why do that? Why do we change the word Nubian queen or Nubian princess to the queen bee? You know, and B means B-I-T-C-H. You know what I'm saying? Or queen business, I guess is what you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. You know, the way that we talking, the way that we, you know, where we coming out, you know what I'm saying? I also want to know is, why is it that when your man get locked up, you dedicated enough to wait for him to get out of jail? Also, on the other hand, I've been trying to ask men, like, hey, man, if your girl got locked up, man, and she went to jail or whatever, you know, would you wait for her? Men's like, hell no, Joe. She should have got her ass locked up. And, excuse me, person, but those were the exact terminology that the guys were saying, man. So, you know, what I'm going to do is this, man. I'm going to sit back. I'm going to play a quick song, man. Yeah, we're going to be right back, man, and we're gonna come back in, man, and we're gonna just kick it off, you know what I'm saying? Let's go.
You abandoned me. Love don't live here anymore. Just a vacancy. Love don't live here anymore.
Okay, man. Man, you abandoned me. Love don't live here anymore. Yeah, I told you I was going to go back, man. You know what, man? We play that, man. You know, go back on Saturdays. You know what I'm saying? Play all that music, man, that, you know, that a lot of people have grown up on or grew up on back in them days, man. Actually, back in them days when they had some kind of meaning to it. What's wrong with our American, with our African-American women and men of today? Okay, I got this post floating around, man. If you've seen it, man, call in, man. Let me know what you think about this poster, man. Little flyer that I got going on, man. I got the Boring Lane career, and then got this female, this African-American woman, doctor. And I call that the Boring Lane couple. I mean, I'm sorry, the Boring Lane career. Okay, you know, because people say, man, you know, man, I want to be a doctor, I want to be a lawyer. That's boring, that's a lane. That's, you know, you're a lane. That's all my kids tell me, Daddy, you're a lame. Then I got this African American couple, man, with a unless she's throwing up some kind of hood rat Illuminati sign. The dedicated couple. You know what I call that, man, the dude behind bars, he's smiling. She's smiling on the other side. You know what I'm saying? She look like she's real dedicated to her man and doing everything, whatever. So whereas, and I got right after that, you got Failed and Focused. With a whole bunch of gay men, I think gay bisexual men or whatever, they all got on the Thug Life attire pastor, and they look focused, like they really proud of doing what they doing. They got a big old fail in the middle, like look, like they just telling us. Then you got the thug, you know, they just dressed up the Hancock with the glasses on, and I call that the new career because, you know, like they say now, everybody want to be a rapper, or, you know, saying a fashion thug, whatever you want to be. I just want to know what is wrong with our American people of today, man. What's going on? Why is it that now the new career is the rapping career? You know, it's a lot of people, man, right now that are doctors and lawyers doing their thing, and they use rapping as a hobby. And then you get to where, now don't get me wrong, now rapping is a career. You know, so I think we live on Fridays. Just sort of find that outlet for our, you know, our young African American or whoever, Caucasian, I don't care what it is. For that American person on Fridays, you know, they, if you can rap, you got talent, man, spit your lip on Friday night shows. But you know, I want to know why now that everybody is rapping, you know what I'm saying? And then they not putting all their heart and soul into it. And it's messing up for the other rappers, you know, say that they really got the talent, they really want to do it, and you know, they're not really giving the ones that are really good a chance, or maybe they're not giving themselves a chance. But I want to know, man. You know what I'm saying? Today, man, I want you to call in, man, 347-838-9106. Or if y'all don't call in, okay, cool, man. The show is about waking our people up, and I just want you to call in and let me know. Wake me up. Because all I'm seeing is majority is deterioration. You know, saying our African American people are deteriorating as far as with what's being sold to them. All this, you know, high school to sag your pants, or how it's cool to have that inmate baby mama, baby daddy. How it's cool to just, okay, all right, well, if he's not going to make it in the game, as far as playing in the NBA, or she's not going to make it in the NBA, all right, man, just give her a microphone and Pro Tools and let them do their thing. Or we don't have enough money to put our kids through school to be that doctor or that lawyer. You know, what investment at? Is it going to pay off? I don't know. I don't know. But I see. You know what I'm saying? Let's go ahead, man. I'm going to go ahead and play another quick song, man. Then we're going to come back in. And I'm just going to start kicking some knowledge, man. If nobody call in, cool. Which I know that you're listening, man. People are hitting me up. They just don't want to say nothing. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. But, no, let's keep song, man. We'll go ahead and wrap it up. Let's go.
Shopping, I put your coat away. You know Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westcityworld1.com.
All right, man, and we back, man, and we back, man. We back in the building, man. Okay, people, you know what I'm saying? I want y'all to elaborate with me. I need to know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Do this here. I need to know. Let me grab this. The difficulties. Well, anyway, I don't know what's wrong with our American, African American women, man, and men of today, man. I need to know. Put me on. Let me know. Hey, like Waka Flocka say, yo, let's do this. I need to know this. Hey, let me know this. Hey. man, remember when we used to call our Nubian queens? Nubian queens? Now they're taking on the role of Queen Bee, the Queen B-I-T-C-H. And I want to know why. You know what I'm saying? You know, I could even say if you just say you was Queen Business, a queen bad. You know what I'm saying? But queen B-I-T-C-H, okay, last I called, it was a female dog. Okay, I want to know why. And also, too, I want to know why do the women wait for their inmates, you know what I'm saying, wait for the man to get out of jail. You know what I'm saying? And you know he might not never find a job. You know he might not never find work. I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, I'm just saying. I don't know. You know, some people do get out of jail and, you know, they get their mind right and they do whatever it is. But I want to know what is it that makes you want to wait on that man when they get incarcerated, then they come home and do a nice little bit, like a 3-year bit, 10-year bit, whatever. And you wait on them. Versus I ask men. I asked the men, I said, hey, man, you know, if your girl go to jail, man, would you wait on her? You know, they was like, hell no. If she should have got her ass into that, that's why I'm not doing it. And pardon my French with that, because that's what they're saying. they're not going to wait. They're going to go on to the next world, on to the next world. And that's why I'll try to figure this out, man. The telephone number here is 343-838-9106. Also, too, you can go on here, Blog Talk Radio, /Dennis Live, and you can chat with me through via Facebook, or go to my page, facebook.com/SleepDilla, SLEEPDILLA, and you can just click on any one of those and just chat with me through the conversation as we go. And I know there's a lot of people that don't want to, you know, they don't want to get on and, you know, get exposed, or they don't want to say the wrong thing and or whatnot. That's fine. Look at me. You know, every time I say the wrong word, I still correct myself and make fun of myself, because I know I myself, I know what that word means, but I still want to get it right, so I'll be trying to figure it out on the segment. But anyway, I want to know, man. I need to know what's going on, and you can't tell me, you know, what's going on. That's cool. Let me take a quick, we're going to take a quick commercial, and then I'm going to go ahead with my little lineup that I do have for you guys. Let's go.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network, featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Moles discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show, that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
Okay, what is a thug? Now, y'all see, I got that up on my Facebook. You see, I got the thug, which is the new career, the new move, the new rapper, whatever. But when I look up the word thug, it said a violent person, a criminal, a member of a religious organization of robberies and assassinations. Then it said in India. I'm confused. Then it got suppressed it by the British in 1830. That's one. Then when you look up, you say, what is a thug? Then it got in the Urban Dictionary. It said, as Tupac defined it, a thug is someone who is going through the struggle, has gone through the struggle, and continue on to live day by day with nothing for life. So if that's the thug, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, man. And then when you click on, and you just Google, just do a Google search, and you'll see the dictionary, the definition of it. Or if you do a Google image of what is a thug, the first African-American man pops up. You know, you got Slim Thug. He's a rapper. You know, big shout-out to him, big homie. But that's what you see. That's what people dedicate themselves to, being this person. When I noticed that as far as, let's say, in the rap industry or whatever, I had looked up, man, I did my research on Boss. Remember that lady Boss? It was right back in the days. She is a doctor. And she took on the role of being a thug. Like Tupac. I'm not taking nothing for Tupac, but Tupac was an actor taking the role of being a thug. 50 Cent. He said he took on the role of being a thug. But he was really acting with what he's doing now. I'm not saying that, you know, you're a punk or you this, you're that. I'm just saying, like, man, if this is your role for right now, you're in the hood, you're selling drugs, you're doing what you're doing, this is your role for right now. Okay, I understand that. But when are you going to wake up out of this and turn into something else? You know what I'm saying? If you're having kids, kids having kids, and turn into that role model of today. You know, actually, what is a role model of today? I don't know. But my African-American women, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to get on y'all, man. Nubian princess, the Nubian queen, Queen Sheba. You got all these queens, man, from back then. Elizabeth, I keep on saying Queen Elizabeth was white, but y'all, we all know. All this stuff, and now we got the, you know, the Queen Bee, the Queen Bee I-T-C-H. Now they degrading Beyonce. They call her Sasha Fierce, the Illuminati. Sasha Fierce is a demonic side of her. And now I believe in spirits. I know they are real. I know. Trust me. But she went from a little girl in the group where they wasn't even talking about Illuminati. But then when she got with Jay-Z and all this stuff, man, it just turns out to be a whole nother ball game with all this stuff, man. And then when you look up, man, you got the, let me see here, you got a lot of men. And a lot of these men are being portrayed as gay men. You know what I'm saying? I got this picture up there, man, on Facebook, man, where there's a group of gay men posed up in nothing but thug clothes, and they think it's real cool, like it's cute. You know what I'm saying? I got put, and I put Fail to Focus on there, and I didn't even put the butt on there. I went straight from Fail to Focus, and they focusing. You know what I'm saying? They sales on there. So I want to know, man. I want to hear what you all have to say. But what's wrong with our African American women and men of today? So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna play a song. You know how I do it. Play a quick song, man. Then we're going to come back, and then we're just going to go into it and just, man, hear what we say, man. I'm going to take a quick call, and then we're going to come back into it. All right, let's go.
Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Keith, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show. That is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
Hey, you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworldone.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworldone.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WESTERNWORLDONE.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go. All right, man. All right, man. We back in the building. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, we back in the building, man. I just got blessed today, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to, man, thank God for everything, man. You know what I'm saying? You can't burn your bridges. Matter of fact, let me play me some good music, man. I got to get my all goes everything back. Got to play my little intro. Anyway, man. Well, man, I'm so happy, man, you know, to be blessed today, man, with a couple of people, man. I have to, man, matter of fact, this is what I have to do, man. First, the topic of today, man, we're talking about what's wrong with our African-American women and men of today. You know what I'm saying? What is it, man? A lot of the women back in the days, man, you know, they used to be called Nubian princesses or Nubian queens. Now they taking on Queen B. And queen meaning B-I-T-C-H. You know what I'm saying? What happened to queen business or queen bad? No, man, they want to take on the fact of you want to be called a B-I-T-C-H. Last I checked, that was a dog. But anyway, man, well, I had to go out and get this dude out of jail. So let me fire it on. Hey, LB, we got an ABB on LB, we're looking for LB, if y'all seen him, let me know. LB, what's up, dog?
What's up, big dog? How's that thing
going? What's going on with you, man? Oh, man, I've been chilling, man, chilling like a villain, man.
That's what's up. You know, a pirate out here, trying to keep my head above water, trying to stay afloat, you know?
Yeah, man. Also, too, man, I want to thank you for blessing me, man, with Don Simmons, man. Don Simmons, for people that don't know, man, Don Simmons is is the owner of the Taste of Entertainment Center, 63rd and Low. I want to thank him, man, because he had allowed me to host a couple of my events from back in the days, from 2009 going to, like, 2010, man. They took a chance on me. To see what I have, see what I got, and, you know, kept me out of trouble, man, because I could have went a whole nother route about it. You know, I could have been that thug, you know what I'm saying? So I want to thank you, Don, for even allowing me to even become the man of who I am of today, you know. I grabbed that microphone first on your stage, so I had G-strings on first on your stage, so, you know, I want to thank you, man, if he's around. But LB, man.
What's going on?
What is wrong with our African American women and men of today, man? What are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, it's not just an opinion; it's a fact in my world that once we became integrated, we lost our morals and values. See, I believe that there were two types of blacks who wanted equal rights, and then they wanted blacks who wanted to be white. And in the process of the civil rights movement, when the civil rights of 1964 bill got passed, and we had a lot more freedom, we were able to branch out, and we forgot about our core values of God. We forgot about our core values of money. See, there's a lot of affluent blacks out here in the black community, and we still have a lot of affluent blacks out here in the black community. But what happens is, in the process of upbringing up their children, they forgot to teach their children the struggle on how they got to where they got, where it became big eyes and little U's. I got this. Not saying that, you know, well, you know, when you hear Rick Ross, he'll say, you know, self-made. There's nobody else in this world that's self-made. Not a person on the face of this earth. Someone helped you get to where you got. So, you know, it was one of the things of integration, I believe, ruined us as a culture. You know, a lot of people say integration didn't. You know, we were able to interact with other cultures. But what happened when we integrated? What integrated with our community? We don't have any black businesses. And I'm, when I say black businesses in the black community, I'm not talking about another chicken shack. I'm not talking about another beauty salon. I'm talking about something that we were actually able to bring to the table. We have too many other nationalities coming and sucking the black community dry, and nothing is being filtered back in there. Our women are, first of all, God is non-existent. We have churches in the black community, but the churches is only there to take money. They're not there to educate and facilitate anything through the community, because if they were, then the black community wouldn't be in shambles the way it is, because somebody would stand up and take a stance and say, no, we're not going to allow Alibaba to come in and talk to us any old type of way and take our money and so on and so forth. So at the end of all of it, we lost order. The order goes God, man, woman, child. But if you do not pick up the word, if you don't have anybody who can show you God, man, woman, child. God speaks to man. Man speaks to his woman. Man is supposed to fulfill his woman. Unfortunately,
the question of a moral value, sir.
Hey, listen. If man is not seeking God, how is he going to fulfill his woman? How is he going to build his woman up? He can't. How is your child going to learn? So now you have to also understand we're only 3 generations out of slavery, but we're still mentally enslaved, because at the end of the day, give you a prime example in the trades that I'm in. You would rather go and hire a Polish guy or a Mexican to come and work in your neighborhood, but you won't hire your own kind. No matter what the price is, you won't hire your own kind.
Wow.
So what does that do? It cripples you. So we're looking at an erosion in the black community where we don't have the basic economics, spiritual guidance, in the whole thing, and that's what is going to sustain us. Spiritual first, economic second.
Now,
if nobody's teaching you, how you going to know?
That's true. Now, I'm going to kind of elaborate a little bit on it, man, and I applaud you for that, Ben, because, you know, that really was really a big, true statement of the day. Now, I'm going to go a little bit backwards. Now, you said, like, with construction, when you think about it, when you think about the typical black man doing construction, the first thing you see is a crackhead with a hammer and a tool, you know, and they doing whatever it is. When you think about a mechanic, first thing you think about is a crackhead. Now, and these are my opinions, you know what I'm saying? I'm voicing my opinion. That's what pops up in my head. Who can I get the best deal from when you think about trying to, you know, get somebody to work on an apartment? When you go to, even with the spiritual realm, how you say was with God, first you said they have these churches, right? What's the first thing that they say, man? Well, first thing you going to do to God is, when we talk about that, is a robbing for my tithes and my offerings. Or they don't want to give up their 10% of a tithe to a black community versus they give 10% up of their earnings to a McDonald's, to a Burger King, all day and all night just to eat and fulfill when you get nurtured by the spirit of the word of God. It doesn't matter what that person said. You know, as a spiritual leader, I always say, man, check into your spiritual leader so that way you would know what you're getting yourself into. But on the outside of what he's doing, if he's not teaching nothing but the word of God to you, it shouldn't even matter what that person's doing on the outside, because you build a relationship between you and God. And if that man, like you said, if we don't know, we're not getting taught this, how can we pursue this? So that's why, you know, I got you on the show to see what it is. And then lastly, I'm going to go into this one too. When you said the barbershops, the beauty supply shop, man, I couldn't agree with you 100% more. But those are the most gossipous joints in the world. they should be able to say, hey, man, well, you know, LB, you do construction, girl, LB did my, what's call it, you need to call them, check them out, and don't quote a price. You know, instead of them saying, you know, LB, LB, he charged $50, and I'm just throwing a number out there. He only charged $50 to do this, girl. You know what I'm saying? Or boy, or dog. Don't do that to your black community because you're crippling. You see what I'm saying? It probably costs you $50 to do their job and plus the materials. You see what I'm saying? Because it's different jobs and different projects. So that's why I'm saying it's kind of good to have that beauty salon or that business to kind of reoccurrence, or put the money back into the community. Why are we not doing it?
Well, first of all, we don't have a proper understanding of economics. See, there's only four states in the United States that legally have to teach economics and has to be taught. Illinois is not one of those states. Majority of the states, we have 52 states in the United States, and it's only four that legally have to teach you economics. So, yeah.
Right.
If there's 52 states, what does that leave you with as far as economics is concerned? Then you're sitting back saying, okay, well, how is it that you're going to learn what to do with your money? How do you make money grow? Who taught you about money?
Wow.
Who taught you about money? Did your parents, you know, and I'm giving you prime example, you know, my parents, when we were kids, gave us a piggy bank. I bought my daughter a piggy bank. The whole purpose of a piggy bank was the money that you earned, you put up and you saved. Did your parents teach you the difference between needs and wants? What is it that you need and what is it that you want? Does your wants far outweigh your needs? But you have to be taught these things. You have to, be taught these things. So at the end of the conversation, it's someone out here teaching you what to do and what not to do. Unfortunately, there are a lot of parents. Hello?
I'm listening to you.
Yeah, there are a lot of parents that are not teaching their children the difference between wants and needs. When do you save? What do you invest your money into? You know? Hold on for a second.
All right, anyway, man, we're going to let him go ahead and do his thing. Basically, man, I see where you're coming from, man. You're basically saying that the parents are really the ones that they set the mile marker, you know, saying the starting point, and you got to learn from your parents to do what it is. And now, you know, I say, as you know, it's pretty cool to do that as we growing up. But right now, what if you got that working mother and father now, where they work now, and you got to rely on the TV or the internet or
You're very much so correct. The working mother and father, even if it's two parents in a home, it's a working mother and father, and the television winds up raising them. So how do you balance that out? Well, somewhere along the line, somebody has to take the stance of saying, hey, you know what, I'm not going to work. I'm self-employed. You and as far as everybody else know. And most weekends, I choose not to work. Because those are the weekends that I'm supposed to be at home with my daughter. I get my daughter every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So I choose to spend quality time with my daughter. Majority of my Saturdays and Sundays, just me and you. Me and you. Because why? It's important for my daughter to know. She knows what I do for a living, but she knows the quality time. I can monitor what she's watching on television. I can monitor what she's playing with, so on and so forth. So that guidance factor is there. We have gotten to the point where we're chasing the wrong thing. we don't put enough faith in God in the same breath of air. You have to put faith in God. If you don't trust in God, nothing will ever happen or materialize for you. God first, man second, woman third, child last. But the child is the one who teaches the world, so this whole cycle starts back over again. Hello?
Yo. Yo, what up, man? Case in the building.
What's going on, Big Dub?
Well, what's up with you, man? I just hopped on right now. I see
y'all have a heavy
discussion today.
Yeah, man. What I'm going to do is this, man. He said, you know, he broke down the, you know, the basis: God first, man, woman, then child. So what I'm going to do is this, man. We're going to take a quick commercial, man, and we're going to play a quick song, then we're going to come back in, and then we're going to fill it back up, all right?
Let's get it.
Do you suffer from degenerative diseases such as high blood pressure, diabetes, fibroid tumor, high cholesterol, genital herpes, or a plethora of other diseases that rob you of a quality life? If so, then visit the website of herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra at dhealthstore.com and open the door to natural healing at an affordable price. dhealthstore.com has over 1,800 products created by herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra, specifically designed to help you heal the natural and safe way. At DHealthStore.com, you'll find everything from herbal formulas and cleanses, such as Tahuti's famous Full Body Detox, as well as herbal teas, extracts, natural body butter, lotions, creams, children's products, hair care products, and of course, sexual enhancement products for both men and women. So visit the website of Tahuti Ma'atra, DHealthStore.com, or call toll free at 1-888-823-9416. DHealthStore.com.
We are developing epidemic levels of the effeminization of young black males. So I say the pants sagging, it sagging down, is just a subconscious invitation for homosexuality. You see, it's revealing the buttocks. See, so the pants are getting lower and lower and lower. The next step is to step out of the pants altogether. And so you step out of the pants, you're going to put on a dress. The black men are destroyed. Then the black people are gone. And we have the state of genocide.
Wow.
Wow, shit. That's 100% true.
Wow. Dude, so do you think that it turns into that level? The man turns around and he, when his buttocks get shown, is kind of showing like you're inviting that person. They say every time they get lower and lower, it's kind of giving them a feel for the turn it upside down and put on a dress.
Well, you're directing this to me.
Well, yeah, Case, you could elaborate on that.
Man, you know what, sometimes, yo, I'm going to be 100, man. I sometimes get sick of going through this with the black community, man, because we are the only people who just don't want the truth. We don't want the truth. We want fillers. That's the problem with our culture, man. We want fillers of truth, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, dude, the whole topic of what's going on with black women of the day, and black men of the day, well, I would actually say most men are being feminized, man, and this is 100% truth, man. They don't do studies on this. When you don't have a man around in these little boys' lives, man, I mean, look what goes on. I'm pretty sure all of us, we dudes, we have been around a single black mother, or, you know what I'm saying, messed around with a single female that had kids. And I mean, you see how they talk to their kids, you know what I'm saying? I've seen women, black women, do this to their kids, to their sons, call them little bitches, little hoes, you know what I'm saying? Just basically tear them down. I don't see black women say niggas ain't shit in front of their kids, and they say this 24 hours a day, man. So, I mean, these boys grow up with the idea in their head that man ain't shit, man. I mean, the whole thing is, how, as a little boy, just think about this, how as a little boy you going to think man ain't shit when you going into a man? You know what I'm saying? That's why we got so many dudes, little young men out here that's destined to be shit because they've been told all their life. You know what I'm saying? Everything starts at the crib first, you know what I'm saying? And then they take that energy out. Everything right now, man, like, is about energy. So if your child is carrying around some energy that they ain't shit, then, I mean, that's going to be their destiny to not be shit. Can they change it? Sure they can. But we are influenced by something, and if, you know what I'm saying, you influencing your child to be like you, or, you know what I'm saying, to be shit, and you study telling them that 24 hours a day because you feel like shit, your child ain't going to be shit. So this is where we headed to. And this right here, when you're looking at all these young men out in the street committing these crimes, you know what I'm saying, killing babies, shooting females, you know what I'm saying, wearing their pants, doing the gay thing, that right there should tell black people how fucked up our communities are. You dig what I'm saying? But we want fillers. We don't want the truth. We want fillers. You know what I'm saying? So just looking at the statistics, we don't even got to look at the statistics no more. We just take a look outside, and that goes to show you how fucked up our community is. You know what I'm saying? And I heard, you know, this ain't a shot at you, LB, but you said put God first and then this and that. Personally, I'm going to be truthful with that. That's our problem. That is our fucking problem as a culture. Like, who taught us that? Who taught us the whole put God first thing? I'm not against God. I'm a godly man. You dig what I'm saying? But who taught us that? The Europeans. Wait, let me say this. The Europeans taught us that. But the funny fucking thing about Let me go somewhere with it real quick. The Europeans taught us that. They taught us that. And they not putting, you don't see them doing like, we black people, we stay in the church. And it still ain't did shit for us yet. These same people don't told us, don't worry, it's going to be all right. Y'all going to suffer just for a little while, but when God comes, you're going to have heaven. But, I mean, we the only culture that's chancing this whole thing at that. And I mean, it's 500 years later, or how many other years that slavery started, and we was inbred with this idea. First of all, man, we need to take care of our families first. The God gave us the ability to do that. Yes, we supposed to serve them, but everybody got an individual way of serving them. You dig what I'm saying? But go ahead, you can say what you're saying.
Okay, first and foremost, I mean, if you want to be politically correct, you know what I'm saying? The European came from the black man. You know what I'm saying? Because all cultures came from us. So at the end of the day, full circle, if you really want to go full circle is everything has a start point, everything has an end point. My point is this. Blacks, young blacks now, who are out here killing each other, who's wearing their pants off their ass and everything, is not going to church. They're not tithing. They're not putting their faith in God, because if you had a God that you answered to, that you prayed to, you would be less likely to pull that trigger to kill that man. You would be less likely to walk around with your pants hanging off your ass.
Kind of like the homosexuals that's in the churches right now, right?
Okay, yeah, there's plenty of homosexuals in the church. Yes, you're very much so right. There's always been homosexuals in the church, even before then. There's always been homosexuality. There's always, ever since the beginning of man, there's always been homosexuality. So don't get it confused that because we're doing it, because homosexuality runs throughout all our cultures. But I can only speak about my culture because I am only the black man. I'm saying this here. You are very much so right, but there is. The homosexuals that are in the black church are not the ones out here killing each other. The ones that are out here killing each other are the ones who so-called themselves thugs, who's having 9, 10, 11, 12 babies. I just talked to a brother the other day. He told me he had 10 kids. He's working at Church's Chicken. Flipping chicken, you got 10 kids. Now, what kind of life are the kids going to have? Come on, 10 kids?
Okay,
and you
now,
want Church's Chicken? No, at
okay,
some point
wait,
in time,
dude,
you weren't in the church. I know God said procreate, but man.
Wait, here's my point. Bruh, it's 500 years later, man, that our people don't been through this atrocity. And we still.
When was the civil rights bill passed?
I don't
because
know.
Because
exactly,
I'm understanding you from Chicago, Emmett Till was the one who kicked this whole thing off, really. The lynch teaching in Emmett Till was one to kick this thing off. So
the point I'm trying to make here, bro, it's been 500 years that we have been influenced with the doctrine of the white man. Now, you said they come from us. Yes, I understand this. But their version of Christianity and religion is not of us at all. And this can be proven, and it has been proven. See, the problem with black people, man, is we talk too damn much, and we get over-emotional because, I mean, we don't want to go against anything that our grandparents taught us, anything we've been brought into, even if it's a lie. I mean, I sit there and I watch my grandparents struggle.
I'm about to support your theory. I am one of those people that have gone against the grain of my parents. I don't celebrate Christmas. I don't celebrate Easter. I don't celebrate Valentine's Day. It's a lot of things that I have gone against the grain because of the simple reason why those things, what you have taught me and what is real, they is not lining up in my book. Easter, bunnies don't lay eggs. So somewhere along the line, even though this is all supposed to be correlated in the Christian community, somewhere along the line, something is not adding up. So I most definitely understand where you're coming from. Yeah. I am one of those people that go against the grain.
This is not just the two. This is basically at the whole black community because that's who we talking to and that's who we going to have listening to us. What I'm saying is I sat there, I watched my grandfather slave. I watched my grandmother bust her ass working in the white woman's kitchen and all that. I watched my mom be a nurse and, you know what I'm saying, work at a nursing home and fuck up her back. I watched my father work for a painting dude and get fucked out of money. You know what I'm saying? We are the only people that keep on holding on to that image of Christianity where the rest of the world gets over and lives a better life. Black people are the only ones. Now, you said the thugs are not the ones going to church and things like that. I mean, should they? I mean, that's like I just told you. There's a bunch. Now you have homosexuals in church just bouncing around, jumping around everywhere, and everybody's cool with this. See, this is my whole thing, man. If they don't live by that book or live by the laws, because nobody is doing it, even on the white side, nobody is living by the laws of that book to just say, you know, anything about it. What I'm saying is I am not black. I renounced my blackness a long time ago. I'm African. That's my culture. I mean, as far as the black culture was created by a European that started calling black people black because black people never, ever called themselves black. As I said the other night, the African-American whole thing started off with a hairstyle. They called us a hairstyle at first, Afro-American. As I asked Sleep, if I was in German, would I be a German Afro? Or if I was in Spain, would I be a Spanish Afro? See, we got to wake up as a black people and do history and studying about everything.
But, you know,
but we sit there and we try to force this stuff on our community because this Christianity shit is not working. This Muslim shit is not working. You know why it's not working and it's never going to work? Because it's not of our people. That's why I'm saying it. It's never going to work. And no matter how we force the Bible.
Well, you know, I'm a person of a basic core principles. I don't care what religion you want to study, where you want to come from. Basic core principles. Respect me, I'll respect you.
Let's
listen. This is just basic principles of life. And I don't care what religion you are, they basically all say the same thing. Respect me, I respect you. Don't steal from me, I'm not going to steal from you. Thy neighbor's wife, and I'm not going to do anything to yours. You know, it's basic principles. You have to understand this. Do not mess with my wife. Don't mess with my kids. Respect me. I respect you. I don't care what religion you're from. What you go back all the way back to ancient, whatever you want to call it. The basic core principles are there.
See, that's exactly what's wrong with our people. We ancient whatever.
Hey, man, we're going to take a quick commercial break, then we're going to come right back.
Hey. You. Yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Let's go.
Peace.
All right, cool, man. We back, man. Today, man, we're talking about the topic of what's wrong with our African-American women and men of today. And, you know, the things that from what I'm gathering is, I see where Kay's coming from, you know, saying what they say, people are getting too emotional. I see where LB coming from, where you don't care about what's going on or who you are. You respect me as a man. But by you guys are not respecting each other on the microphone, man, we will never get nothing resolved. Everything will be more on you arguing about getting your point across. And I'm not going to even say arguing. You're talking about trying to get your point across. He's talking about trying to get his point across. And we not going to get nothing resolved if we're going to keep on going back and forth. You know what I'm saying? And if we got to respect the mic with each other, man. I truly want each one of you brothers to say what y'all have to say, man, because y'all both are speaking good quality to me. You know what I'm saying? Let that person speak, and then let the other person speak. And then we just go from there.
Okay.
All right, K.
Yo. All right, check it out. I'm going to speak real quick, and then LB could jump in and say, you know, what he got to say. This is my thing, man. I come from a fact-based background. You know what I'm saying? When I listen to the teachers teach, they teach it. When I read these books, I'm reading these books. I'm not coming off no statistics that came off of NBC or CNN or anything to do with a Caucasian culture. My facts come from black people's mouths, and that's the only people I trust, African people. You know what I'm saying? And I mean that in the people who embrace the culture, because my people has never lied to me. You dig what I'm saying? But back to what we're saying, man. What I'm basically saying, man, what's our problem is, man, we always want to ancient Africa this and Africa that and say this, but that's who we are. Everybody else has their culture. You dig what I'm saying? And we the only people who don't have a culture. We keep on bickering about these issues and everything, but when somebody come with just a fact in your face, black people don't want to listen. That's our main problem. When a person comes with facts in the black community, black people just don't want to listen. Maybe that's our problem. Maybe we should take the time and just chill, lay back, and listen. When the white man say something to the black community, we chill, we lay back, we listen. When a black person say something to the black community, oh, hell breaks loose. You dig what I'm saying? And that's our problem. We do not trust in our people anymore. And that's what we need to start doing, trusting in our people, or we're not going to go nowhere. But on to the question of what's wrong with the black women today, they don't trust in the black man anymore. That was my whole thing where I was headed to. The black woman does not trust in the black man. This was in the Willie Lynch thing, Sleep. You read the Willie Lynch thing, LB. I'm pretty sure you dibbled and dabbled in the Willie Lynch thing. Their whole thing was to break our women from us. So once you break the woman from the man, you no longer have a family, because they knew right then and there, if a woman got to raise a man, they knew already what they was creating. You dig what I'm saying? They was creating a person that would not have that respect for themselves. How do you expect all these young dudes to respect themselves if they don't have the man attributes? They have women attributes trying to be a man. So this is why you have gay little dudes out here. You have dudes that don't respect each other. They rather kill each other. Six-month-year-old babies just coming up dead and nobody's giving a damn about it. We rather talk about what Consequence did to Joe Budden, or we rather talk about Lil Wayne being in the hospital, but nobody is really talking about these six-month-year-old babies that's getting killed out here, women getting killed out here, women killing their babies, black women leaving their babies in the crib, and their cribs is catching fires because they going to the club to see strippers dance. I mean, we don't want to talk about that. When a person brings that forth, then nobody want to stay away from it.
You know,
hey, I have to applaud you for that, without a doubt.
Hey, look, you know, there are people out here speaking about it. You know, I was just in Home Depot day before yesterday, and we were speaking, you know, the ladies. I mean, it was about 6-7 people talking about the situation of how this man didn't protect the child. You know, how did you let your child get shot? More so than you did got shot, you know. So it's being talked about. I don't think it's being talked about in the masses as far as public radio is concerned, because of the simple reason why you already know who controls the airwaves, so on and so forth. So they want to keep us deaf, dumb, and blind, you know, talking about like what Doug Banks and them be talking about, just stuff that's just ignorant, doesn't make any type of sense. But when you had Warren Valentine on the radio show early in the morning, you know, he was talking about empowering the black people. His radio show got cut off. So, you know, it's stuff like that where we have to turn around and start pulling our resources together. I'm just a fan of basic four principles. Respect me, I'll respect you. And I think those four principles exist throughout the world. It's not just here. It's throughout the world. Respect me, and I respect you. You know,
well, let me ask this question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me ask this question here. I'm going to change it up just a little bit. You know, say, like, when Kate said that, you know, the men are not getting respected, that's why the women do what they're doing. You know, I had a picture up there, man, where this lady, and I know a couple of people that do that. They wait for their boyfriend to get out of jail. You know, the guy could have did a 5-year, 10-year, 12-year bit in jail. And I'm going to tell you a perfect example. I was talking to a person, you know, friendly conversation. She married to this guy. The guy was caught, you know, he got caught cheating throughout the marriage or whatever. So she took him back. She forgave him. And, you know, they started moving on. And the dude started turning smooth. He started cooking and cleaning and, you know, picking up everything around, and he started doing this. And she just said, man, he got like a lane now. He's soft. He don't want to do nothing anymore. But here it is, her kid's father got out of jail. He did a 10-year, 11-year, 12-year bit, waited for him and finna be loyal to this dude. And it's like, where did the intuition of a woman, where did that come from? Because when I asked the guys, man, Joe, would you wait for that chick to come out of jail or whatever, man, they were like, hell no, she should never went in there. And this is what I hear, quote unquote. So, you know, that's why I'll try to get like some women point of views and on trying to elaborate on that. What is it that you guys, what do y'all think it is that's making that woman stay? And I'm gonna take the penis out the equation. What y'all think it is? Okay, either one.
I really don't know. I think, you know, somewhere along the line, they searching for something that they didn't get from their father or whatever, but somewhere.
Your phone's chopping up, bro.
Oh, is it mine?
His phone's chopping up. LB's. LB, your phone chopping up. Or Case.
Okay, I'll take
go
that.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. My thing is this. I don't know what makes a woman do what she do. You know what I'm saying? Chasing whatever, you know. I think she's looking for Mr. Goodbar. I mean, I don't know what would make a woman. Because I knew somebody like that who waited for this guy, you know, and when he got out of jail, you know, the first week everything was cool, and he was sticking and moving everything that he'd seen. She waited a whole year for this dude. She didn't mess with nobody. I don't know what will make a person that loyal. You know what I'm saying? So, at the end of it, go ahead and take it.
Okay, I mean, here's the whole thing, man. With, like I was saying earlier, the Willie Lynch thing taught people how to not love ourselves. That, I mean, it hit our women more harder. See, you know what I'm saying? We dudes, so a lot of us, you know what I'm saying, a lot of us still have them qualities, you know, as a man that you can kind of break through that. That's why you see so many men changing faster than you see women changing, because women are highly emotional beings. And, you know, we are, but we're not. So, you know what I'm saying, they, a lot of them don't like themselves. And like I was saying the other night with Kerry Washington, what was the name of that show again, honestly?
Scandals.
Scandals. If y'all go look up this clip, she said one thing in there, and this is a black woman writing this, in the show, she said she want a love that hurts. She want a love that's exciting. And you know what I'm saying? This is what happened to our women. They think love was supposed to hurt. I don't see a lot of dudes out here try to love a lot of these girls, and they just go off and find them in the bed or find pictures of them doing some all miscellaneous things with other dudes, you know what I'm saying? And they get the calling you lame. But then they want to wonder why white girls and Spanish girls is taking a man. You dig what I'm saying? Because dudes don't really want the same thing that a lot of women want. If we going to get with a woman, man, we want to be able to chill, you know what I'm saying, lamp out, relax. A lot of black women, and I've seen this, and this is for, you know what I'm saying, the women out there that's doing this and the women that's not doing this. Most black women, they want to sometimes argue about some shit, get into fights and shit about stuff and all of this. And it mostly be the little things. You know what I'm saying? It's like how women search for the little qualities to fight about instead of fighting about the major qualities. So that's why I think their whole thing of a woman not wanting a so-called lame dude or whatever, a dude that's going to treat her right and get her right, she wants some type of incitement in her life, I guess.
Okay, all right, well, cool, man, I understand. Well, I'm going to play a commercial. We're going to pay the bills, and then we're going to play a quick song, man, and we're going to come back in, and we're going to ask some more questions. By that time, some women should have been on called in by that time, because I sure hit them up, 347-838-9106. We don't even care if you a hood rat Illuminati chick. We don't care. We just want to know what the female is, the Nubian queen, we want to hear from you. The queen bee, we want to hear from you. Females, we just want to hear from your point of view and from your perspective. I mean, because some of the guys, they know, but we don't know. We want to know from you. Other than that, man, well put, guys. Let me go ahead and take a quick commercial. We're going to play a quick song, and we're going to come back and get right back into the table. Let's do it.
Let's get it.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show. That is a general-based topic show interacting with the people.
Make it last.
Hey, you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go.
All right, man. We back in the building, man. Today's topic, man, we're talking about basically what's wrong with our African-American women and men of today. You know what I'm saying? Basically, man, remember when that woman used to be called that Nubian queen? But now they like to be, like they like to take on the role of Queen B, meaning Queen B-I-T-C-H.
No, they like to be called bad bitches.
Oh, okay. All right, that's what they want to be called. And I want to know why, you know, so why they take on that role. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We already squared away pretty much from the guy's perspective of why a woman waits for a man in jail. But we want to hear from the women, why do they wait for that man in jail? But on the other side, A Case.
What up?
If your girl, well, I can't really ask you that question because it's like a rhetoric question. No, I can ask you that question because you already. ALB.
What's up?
If your girl got locked up and she got locked up for something stupid and bogus, would you wait for her? But she got to do 20 years.
My girl, oh, she got 20 years, so she can hang that one up. I ain't gonna lie. She got a year, you know what I'm saying? I come and visit, I put money on the books, you know, I ain't gonna stick and move, you know, but I'm gonna let it be known that I got a girl, you know, because I got needs just like anybody else, you know, but as far as me being loyal to her, though, when she gets to the world, oh, it's on the cracking, you know, she the only one, I'm gonna hold her down, because if she was holding me down, which, like, you know my girl now, she hold me down, you know what I'm saying? She's one of the queendoms that's helping keep the kingdom going, you know? But at the end of the conversation, it's like, okay, man, 20 years? I don't even think I can count that high, just to be honest with you. That's a steep number. Hello?
Okay.
Yeah.
I will.
Yeah.
You know what, Joe?
That's a number, man. I can't. I see a year. You know, I can see a year holding you down for a year, but 20 years, you know what I'm saying? A whole lot can happen within 5 years. So 20 years is all, no, you know, that's really putting my life on. That's me. I'm doing the time with you. I don't think I should, you know, do the time with you. You did the crime, you do the time. You know, a year, I can do the time, but I can't do a whole, you know.
Okay.
I got a simple answer for that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be messing with no bride that's going to get locked up. That's number one. So, I mean, that's the simple answer to that question. I mean, as far as, like, that's another problem in the community, but I'm going to let you go ahead with the questions, man.
You think that's another problem with the community, too? Because if your girl, what if your girl accidentally got something wrong and she didn't know that she did it and they locked up anyway? So, I mean, do you still think that's a problem with the community on that?
I wouldn't mess with no stupid bar that's going to be involved with no shit that's
well,
going to get blocked
up. Like this. No, I'll put it to you like this. I wouldn't necessarily call her stupid. You know, other factors come into play like greed, lust, envy, you know. So, you know, a lot of times those things can blind you. So I wouldn't say stupidity because stupid deals with your intelligence. But when you're dealing with other factors that come into play, you know, that's when you really got to sit back and say, okay, you know, that's something that may have crept up on that person. There's a lot of people that's with good women, but they, you know, they have a greedy spirit about themselves where, you know, they want more than what they can actually handle and this, that, and the other. So, you know, I, you know, but there's men out there the same way. I can't, you know, I can't you know, I can't condemn a person and call them really stupid. I can only just say, you know, they made a bad decision, because all of us in our life have made bad decisions.
This is why I disagree with you on, because to me there's two type of black people that's locked up. It's one called a political prisoner, you know, that was trying to do something right, and, you know, they just ended up in that situation. And just as you said, there's greedy, lustful people who do dumb shit, and you got to call them dumb because they ended up in a system where, you know what I'm saying, they ain't going to see the day until these people want you to get out. So you got to be stupid. I mean, I'm 33, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been to jail. I've been to 26 in California one time. You dig what I'm saying? One time. It only took me one time to see the inside of that. You know what I'm saying? Don't mean that my, you know what I'm saying, my whole pedigree is different. You know what I'm saying? Because I am going to handle mine as a man. But in the same breath, it's like if you're going to end up inside of a system for a bunch of years, then you got to be stupid. You got to be stupid. I mean, that's keeping it 100.
So whether you ended up inside of a system one time or many times, you're still stupid because you still ended up in the system.
I got out the next day and I was smart enough to never end. What I did to get myself in there was stupid. I'll say that.
Like, you still went to jail. There's people out there who've never been to jail. Never.
Okay. So, and if you end up in there, you're stupid.
At the end of the day, whether you want to say one or many, it's like running a race. Whether I won an inch or a mile, I still won. So whether you, however you want to say it, or I got out the next day, I just went to jail, and I didn't even go upstairs. I got bonded out, and I ain't been back. So does that make me stupid? No, I made a stupid decision. I also said that I made a stupid decision
to get me up in there. That was my whole thing. I'm not going
to condemn the person who called stupid, because everybody has made stupid decisions.
I was just saying, man, we learn from our mistakes, man. We just keep
on. What I'm trying to say is, dog, that is the main problem in our community. Don't want to admit the truth. A lot of these dudes that's going to jail for sensitive dumb shit, you know what I'm saying? It's stupid. At the end of the day, it's stupid. I'm not giving nobody, that's me, man. I'm going to keep it 100% of buck 05. You dig? And my whole thing, like he said, Nubian queens, I'm not calling these brides no damn Nubian queens. African women did all of that ancient stuff. So I'm not calling these brides. They want to be black. That's what the white man labeled you. That's what you calling yourself. You a black person. As I said earlier, I am not a black person. I'm not saying I'm better than anybody. You know what I'm saying? I live in the same boat that everybody live in. But black people are the people who say things like, oh, well, a person ended up in the jail, it's an accident. No, that's what's going on in our community. We keep on trying to hide behind notions of things when it's right in our face, man. We the only culture that keep doing this. Nobody else is doing this. Mexicans, yeah, Mexicans do dumb shit. They go to jail too. But still, look at their community compared to our community. We want to brush everything under the rug. Like we was talking about the homosexuals in the church earlier, we want to brush that under the rug. No, these are the problems in our community. If we don't handle them, man, they never going to get handled. We can brush it under the rug. We can massage it. We can say whatever we want. But I'm going to keep it 100. This is how a lot of people feel, but they just don't have the chance to really speak it out like that. And then the teachers that's really speaking it, like, wait, like people like Reverend Wright, who they condemned on TV. See, they do this. They do this type of shit to the people who speaks the truth. They condemn them on TV. When you speak the truth, don't nobody want to hear the truth. These white people don't want to let black people hear the truth about themselves because they scared that we might have to change ourselves.
Reverend Wright said 100%. He said whatever he said out of his mouth was 100%. I give him that much. You know what I'm saying? I think it's a time and a place for certain things. I think it's timing for everything. But Reverend Wright was 100%. He was dead on target. But I think also Elder factor is, I gotta ask this question: Are you looking at us as a black community as the glass half full or half empty? Because I can look at it half empty, and I always look at it as a half empty. But can I look at the accomplishments? Yes. Can I look at where the great strides that we have? There are a lot of affluent blacks out here that own stuff that you will
not their business to tell you about it.
Okay, what accomplishments? What accomplishments you talking about?
Huh?
What accomplishments are you talking about?
Just in business alone.
Oh, okay.
Economics is what conforms the whole community, first and foremost. Without economics, you have nothing. Without economics, you have nothing. So economics is the whole four thing. Economics is what holds the church together. Without tithes, you can't pay your heat. You can't pay your light. You can't pay the cooking gas. Without tithes, you can't pay how much the mortgage for the church is. Without tithes. So that's where the great thing about tithing is, because you have to put into something in order for you to get something out. It may be you're putting into it, and some people are receiving spiritual, thinking that they're receiving something spiritual out of it. They may be, they may not be. It's all upon the individual. But economics
right.
is the core principle of our existence.
So what economically, wait, I want to just ask you, what economically have black people achieved? Please, if you'd like to elaborate on that.
Okay. You know all the vendors at you go to Midway, right?
Yeah, I go to Midway.
Do you fly out of Midway? I fly out of Midway
yeah.
all the time.
I fly out
on the train. Do you know all of the food vendors are supplied by a black company over here by Walmart? Been supplying them for over 20 something years.
Okay.
Over 20 years. They have been the main supplier. That means when you got pot bellies, all their food is supplied by a black vendor. We're talking
right.
about the undertone, the major suppliers. We're not talking about just somebody who has the store. We're talking about the supplier. That's why in the drug trade, when they say, man, I want to go to the direct pipeline, that's what the black man is doing over there. Just for Midway, I just want to speak of one. Magic Johnson and himself have umpteen businesses. He just solely bought the Detroit Dodgers, Los Angeles Dodgers, LA Dodgers. Just bought it. It's his.
Mm-hmm.
Primary owner. Just bought it. Okay? He sold all his shares in the Lakers. All of his shares. When they told him, hey, listen, this is what you want? Okay, this is what I'm going to sell. We have a lot of affluent blacks out here.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of you will not know. My father, first black man to ever run for Proviso Township trustee, first black man to ever get elected to that position. My father has his own newspaper. My father has been with a tutoring program that had tutored the kids for free. I grew up part of the 1% elite. So at the end of the day, when I speak about blacks, I'm not talking about the negativity of blacks all the time. I want to hear something positive. Because if we're always speaking about something negative, you'll only see negative. We got the white man bashing us enough on television about negativity. Speak about something positive of what we're doing out here. Yes, there is. But the core problem with blacks, women, and men is economics. Economics.
Okay, so you're saying basically, this is another lead. This is not really a question, but this is a rebuttal. So you're saying more Magic Johnson owned in a baseball team or whoever you said that's doing something economically for black people?
Well,
I mean, I'm with the telling the truth thing, man. I'm not trying to butter it up.
Yes, it does do something for black people. Because you know why? Hold on. First and foremost, it does two things. First and foremost, him as a black man owning something, which came out of his mouth, saying, okay, if I own something that I'm black, then what I'm going to do is turn around and hire majority, not all, but majority of my people. I'm going to make sure that my people are franchised into this business first. Second of all, that little boy, he's not just inspired because he wants to be a basketball player. Now he can say, man, I could be a basketball player and a business owner.
Mm-hmm.
I can do more than just try to have a basketball in my hand or throw a football. I can do more than that.
You said like
see, because it starts from visual. It starts
now,
from visual.
Okay, now let me say this.
Before we go into y'all elaborating, y'all debating, the topic is about what's wrong with our African American women and men of today. That's basically what we're talking about. And I do want to try to get in the call, man, you know what I'm saying, because you guys are trying to prove points, which are both good points, man, but I do want to get a call in real quick, if y'all guys don't mind.
Go ahead.
And actually, the female. I got a female call on the phone. Hey, you on the line, man, with Dennis Live Show, man. Today's topic is what's wrong with our American, African American women and men of today. So, Jay and Mom, y'all on the phone. Jay and Kendra, y'all on the phone. What's going on?
Hey, how are you? Hello, everyone.
Hello.
I kind of missed out on the debate. I'm really not quite sure what actually is going on, but just from his topic, it just seems that we went wrong a long time ago, and it's from the beginning of raising the kids and, you know, the village and the family and everybody raising each other and doing all kind of good things. So I think that's what happened. And when you have, you know, mothers out here and they're 15 years old and they having babies and they don't know how to be mothers, so to speak, because they're only 15. They know about children. They only know about being kids. They don't know about being a mother and teaching right from wrong. You got men out here who got kids by 7-8 different women. And then, I mean, granted, you might be able to take care of your kids, but you still need to be a vital part of that kid's life because she can't do it by herself. So when you ask what happens to them, that's what happened to us. We lost it somewhere. We don't have that sense of community that you know, we always being crabs in a barrel. You know, you got one that does well, and then if he's not giving you a handout because I made it to the top and I'm helping, I'm giving you a handout, oh, we turning against our people. You're not trying to do something to help the community. That's what happened.
Okay. All right, well, let me ask you this here, too. Why do women wait for that inmate that's in jail to get out of jail? Like, they'll wait to the whole 9-10-year bit for them to get out of jail. First of all, if your man was locked up, would you wait for him to get out of jail?
It depends on what he went for, I guess, so to speak. I mean, I don't agree with it. I don't think I would wait. Cause I don't think he would wait for me. So I don't.
Hey, you 100% correct, baby.
Huh?
Hey, you 100% correct. I'd be like, what you go to jail for again? Okay, maybe because you didn't file the taxes right, I may wait, but, you know, you was out there boosting the Walmart or something. I don't know, Sonny.
Right, I don't know.
You know?
Okay.
That's wow. Yeah, you
now,
get the
nail on the Okay, so, right. And then the other question is, too, is with Case, what a debate had went on at, too, was when I say Nubian queen, Case said that they are not Nubian queen. Black women are not a Nubian queen. They are black women, period. That's what they are. The Nubian queens came from Africa. That's what they are. So, would a woman taking on the role of Queen Bee, you know, like Queen B-I-T-C-H or whatever, how do you look at that? How do you feel about that?
If you don't raise your children to believe that, or your girls to believe that they are queens, then they are not. And they're only going to be a reflection of what men portray them as. Women have had it hard for a very long time. That's not just black women, it's not white, it's women, period. And when if you don't teach your daughter that she is a queen, what she has is worth gold, her mind, her body, her soul, her temple, if you don't teach them that, then, yeah, they're going to be susceptible to listen to, well, you this and you a B and you know, all those names and think it's cool and it's okay because he called me that. If you're an African-American man, I don't understand why you wouldn't still look at your women as being queens because the foundation comes from you. If you look at her that way, she looks at herself that way, then you are, just like you would be my Nubian king. you want your woman to respect you, you want to have the power of being the king and man, head of your household, then you should be able to do that. It goes both ways. So if I call you a buster or a scrub or all the other words that they use for a man that's dead, beast, and everything else that they use, you get offended. But then it's okay for you to not call me a queen because whatever your idea of whatever it is what it is.
Hey,
that's,
you know,
the
what?
Problem.
You said a mouthful right there. And that goes back down to what I said, respect factor. I have to respect you, respect me. And that's something been known ever since the beginning of time. It's not a culture thing. This is just a human thing of respect. Listen, I'm going to respect you as my queen. You respect me as your king. I'm put on this earth, to provide. That's what my whole purpose is, to provide. It's not to do anything else. Provide for my woman. I get the sustenance and nourishment from God. God gives it to man, woman, and then it comes down from there.
You are to be the provider and the protector. And what good does it do if you can't do neither one of them because you're so busy degrading me for whatever your reasons may be?
Exactly.
You can't do it.
Okay. I mean, my basic response was for basically, I'm not really like how it was explained to me, because I, you know what I'm saying, I get my knowledge from a bunch of teachers, black women teachers. Well, I didn't even call them black, African women teachers, and, you know, black African men teachers. And broke down to me by a Nubian queen that does the research and everything and have studied, and that's our problem. We don't do enough research and we don't study anything, you know what I'm saying? How can you call a person who don't even know who their identity or what type of culture that they came from a Nubian queen? I mean, a lot of these chicks out here a lot of these chicks out here is acting far from being queens. Far from being queens. And to all my real sisters out there that's doing the work and the study and trying to find out who thyself is and find out, you know, about the culture, then, you know what I'm saying, I'll call you queens. Because a person that calls themselves black, they far from a king or queen, because you don't have the understanding not to even call yourself that, because nobody in our culture ever called themselves black, ever.
When are you going to break the cycle, though? When are you going to be the first person? Because
I want to know the cycle of what? What are you talking about?
Listen. When are you going to break the cycle? She said she spoke about calling another woman other than being a queen. I may see a bitch on the street, and she may act like a bitch. But if I keep portraying that role and treating her just as such, and I don't treat her with respect the same as sister, you better than that. If I don't bring her to the knowledge of herself, because if somebody got to plant that root in her to let her know that she's a queen. Somebody got to come into her and say, you know what, sister, you're a queen. How many fathers are coming to their daughters and even saying that? You're a queen. You are
okay,
a queen.
Okay, I didn't say that I call women derogatory names at all. I didn't say I call derogatory black women.
I'm saying you. I'm saying black men, period. How many black men just turn around and just say, you know what, sister, you a queen, you know? Even the woman that you dating, she may be the biggest hoe out here. Excuse my language. I'm going to speak freely. You just gave me some massive head, and it was real good. But afterwards, I may look at you, boy, you are beautiful. You are a queen. Because why? You gave a service. I received a service. How am I going to disrespect you? And I'm around it. I'm around it 24/7. So at the end of the day, you got to look at the inner side of yourself. You got to wonder, where is this anger and frustration coming at from our brothers talking to our sisters? Who is going to break the cycle of looking at the glass half empty and start looking at it half full? What is it that you could bring to the power you want to be able to build? And what are you doing as a man?
Let me just say this. The black culture is never going to break the cycle of bitches and niggas because they black.
Besides talk, what are you doing as a person? Besides talk, what are you doing as a person to change the cycle? That's all I want.
Wait, you asking me?
Anybody.
In general,
anybody.
Like, what is
it? In general, I'm bringing the knowledge to my brothers and sisters, but some of them just, they don't want to listen. I just told you, black people are going to forever be inside of a cycle. You know why? Because they're black. That's it. That's a simple answer.
No. How are you changing that cycle? What are you physically doing? Now just talk.
What am I physically doing?
What can I physically do?
I'm coming. Dog, do you not hear? That's the problem. We don't listen. I am physically telling people the things that I am learning from our ancestors and the way that we should act, because everybody don't have the ability to sit down and read a book. Everybody don't have the ability to buy DVDs and get in touch with our ancestors. As long as black people keep calling themselves black and Afro-American and keep on doing what the European man wants to do, this is exactly who they're going to be. They're going to be niggas and bitches, and that's the end of it.
Okay, but
I mean,
that's still
you
not
can't,
but
you don't know
I don't,
who you
I don't, wait. You guys, you kind of get too wrapped up into being black or being African-American or being by all of these titles. If you walk the walk and talk the talk that you talk, then you don't have to be so, I'm teaching my brother this, I'm teaching my brother that.
If you go by what
you are saying or portraying, that you feel that, okay, this is what our people need, this is what they need to understand, other than saying the negative points of it, or instead of saying, well, black people and niggas and ignorance and all of that stuff, you join that all up. Are you all married? Are you all jumping the broom? Are y'all teaching your children what
hold
you
on,
do?
On.
Then are you being
Ken, let me say,
all
Ken,
other people? That's
today.
All we're
are saying. We don't been through this cycle. So many dead black people, and we still want to be massaged. We still want to be fucking massaged. We just won't admit the fact that all of these things are keeping.
Are you trying to empower people by doing? That's what she's trying to do.
Superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
Hi, man. We back, man. Today's topic, man, we talk about what's wrong with our African American women and men of today. It's just a little bit of, you know, saying. I got people, man. Pretty much, you know, they real strong matters about their opinionated or whatever. I can't just say that, you know, that's what you are, man. You walk the walk, you talk the talk, you do what you got to do. I'm gonna take another call, man. Let's see, what we got. Mr. Solution, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks for finally getting to me. One of the major problems is what's wrong with our African-American women and men is just a lack of understanding. And I use the word understanding because everything has to have a foundation that it rests on. So the thing is that there's not a common understanding of dating, of acculturating to the system, that is becoming familiar with the system and how to access it, that is through education and business development, family development. So really when you talk about black in America, by the way, a white person from Africa who comes to America is an African American, okay? So I know Dr. Claude Anderson recommends just using the term black Americans. No one wants to be associated with black Americans anyway, even other blacks. They will quickly tell you where they're from. So I guess the point is that there's no definition, there's no culture, Now, culture can be developed amongst a group of people who want to develop it. But if you talk to people who are presumably black in America, you will find zero consistency on anything. So therefore, a people with that kind of attitude can never develop anything. It's like I often say, and I use this as a proof text, actually in no black neighborhood in America do you find well-stocked grocery stores, which they own. And that's a problem, because that's the fundamental, being able to feed yourself. So until, you know, black American men and women decide on what they want to do and then do it, it's just confusion. It's pandemonium, as it were. So they don't agree on anything. There are no common ideas among black Americans. Have you ever thought about that?
Yeah. That's basically what I was saying in the whole, man. Like, Dr. Clark Anderson, that's one of the people, you know what I'm saying, I try to, you know, read a lot on and learn a lot on. And as he was saying, nobody wants to do anything with black people. And I come from I'm studying to be a doggone, and they say that our people has never called, and I agree with them, because I never seen any African person to call themselves, oh, I'm black. You know, that's a Caucasian term. That's a European term. Black and white is a European term. So as you said, as long as we keep calling ourselves and identifying as ourselves what somebody else is making us, then that's all we ever going to be.
Or fail to identify yourself. See, this is the thing. Again, if you ask black American men and women, just using, unless you have a better terminology, that's fine with me. But if you talk about black American women, you ask them, well, what should be the proper standard for dating? Total pandemonium. Well, then how are you ever going to get together? If you can't get the man and woman together in harmony, you can never build anything. The male and the female, or the man and the woman, are the building blocks for the family, for the community, for businesses, et cetera, et cetera. And let me just tell you something. All you have to do, you don't have to reinvent the damn wheel. All you have to do is a bunch of you get into a bus, or two or three of you get into a car and drive around in other ethnic neighborhoods and see how they do it. There are people who come here who can't even speak the language and outperform black Americans, who are the most indigenous people in America. Black Americans have the longest lineage in America of most people, according to the most recent surveys that I've reviewed. So the point is, you've got to start agreeing on something. I don't give a damn what it is. Hopefully it's some people. But with Magic Johnson, for example, Magic Johnson is basically, and I like Magic, he's a promotion piece. A lot of whites have trust in him, and they put him out there as a front man, as a pitch man. Now, I've been to some of the places in L.A. that Magic, you know, has an interest in, and he does hire a lot of what you would call black or African Americans. So that's good. At least he's given them a job, because Hispanics are competing with black Americans, and they are mopping the floor with your ass. Trust me on that. And that's true. It's becoming more and more true. They're going to take all the benefits of the civil rights movement and show you where you should have taken it. Because that's
exactly
what. Excuse me?
No, I said exactly. I agree.
That's what they're doing. So instead of like last night, I was on a show. It was a good show, by the way, Caliwood. It was all women, and I love being around women. But the point is that one woman attempted to chide me or denigrate me for using certain words. You should never, ever put someone down for using words. You get your lazy ass to the nearest dictionary at dictionary.com, and you look the word up, because a lot of times a new idea can't fit within your existing thought pattern. That's the reason you're not progressive. Reality is carried through words. That that's usually the primary definition of a culture, is the language they speak. So what I would encourage you guys to do is find anything you can agree upon. There's an old bromide that says, can two walk together except they be agreed? And the answer is, no, they can't. They have to be in agreement. So if you're in disagreement on everything that exists, you can't work together. There's no common ground. You can't collaborate on anything. See? So you can't build anything. You've got to put aside that ignorance and pride and ego and submit to something, know something, and then agree with another person on it and move forward. That's the way things are done. The information is already here. Read Dr. Anderson's book, Powernomics. It's called An Economic Plan for Black American Development. That's the subtitle. But it's called Powernomics, Power and Economics. And I heard someone speak of that just a moment ago, and that's true. But most of you won't listen to anything. You don't know anything, and you won't listen. Let me give you a quick example. I always say before, am I still on? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we do got to make it about 30 seconds. We got to take a quick commercial.
Okay, I always say before a person offers any information, first of all, have all your bills current. Number two, have a year's reserve or be working on it, but have a year's reserve in savings. That is, whatever your annual salary is, have that salary in a money market, a checking account, someplace where you can get access to it, and have had an elimination, a bowel movement within the last 12 hours. Because what those three things do is they help you to be focused and non-toxic. And that way, because and if you haven't accomplished those, you're not in a position to offer anyone else advice because it hasn't worked for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I agree on that.
Yeah, so those are things that people can start working on. I love to work with people regarding education and financial solvency, what they need to do to get ahead. Some of you may have to go into the military to get a trade or to get the academic education you need to move forward. It's not in your little hometown, your little one-horse town. You may like that town, but what you need to grow is not there. You've got to leave.
Right.
So these are some things that we can talk about. I'll hang out in the queue, and if you have a question, I'll definitely attempt to, answer it.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, man. Let me go ahead. We're going to take a quick commercial. We're going to bring some more callers in. Thank you, Mr. Solution. We appreciate you.
Sure.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Keith, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show. That is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westcityworld1.com.
All right, man, we back, man. We back in the building, man. Hey, Case, man, Mr. Solutions, man, he hit it with a home run so far, huh?
I definitely agree with him. You know what I'm saying? But as he was saying, man, coaches, we don't have no coaches, so we can't agree on nothing, man. That's black people's problem. But we can take more calls, though.
Okay, cool. We got one caller here, man. Actually, we got a couple calls. I'm going to take this one up. Brother Michael. Michael, what's up, man? You on the line. How you doing?
How you guys doing?
All right.
I've been waiting for a while. Yeah, how you doing, Mr. Solution? I'm familiar with Mr. Solution. I've talked to him on other shows. But I just want to iterate. See, we've always been in this country, been divided. Some people want to stay in America and work around in an American system. Some people want to go back to Africa. Now, the terminology he was talking about, we use words that have no meaning. Some words that we describe people, you guys talking about black, you're right. There's no such thing as a black person walk upon this earth, and we teach our children this. Now, the only way that we can start by doing that is stop using their language. Sometimes when I say Black Americans, I'm speaking another language because this is the language that they describe people. Don't have nobody to describe you in somewhat where though you start demeaning yourself and holding that title. Look into mirror, look in the mirror and define yourself. Okay? So, and a lot of things communication-wise. We don't know how to communicate. Now, I listen to a lot of your guys talk, and I see you got, you know, gays, and we have a lot of this in our community, and we need to stop this, and you need to stop that. See, our children in the hood, see, a lot of churches, I heard a lot of people talk about churches. See, the church has been in the hoods for many and many, many years. Okay, been in the hoods and look at the disaster that the urban areas have had and the churches are in it. So it's not the problem that they're not going to church. The church has always been there. See, young people can see the contradictions in people who go to church. People come with this new terminology, and I will be quiet to say this new terminology, functionally illiterate. It doesn't mean. They want to always describe us. People always on the outside and us, they always want to name us and cause our problems. But I'll say this and I'll be quiet. We need to learn about, first of all, get our finances up, learn about educating and see why our young people are not interested in education. We have to find another way to get that gap because they're going to school and they're bored. It's our job as adults to try to find how can I convey this education into them so they can get it into their head. Because I can give a child information, but if I don't describe it in a way so they can visualize it and get it, it's my problem because I'm the teacher. So in the Black Americans, yes, we in America, yes, we have a problem. But when it comes to education, why aren't they interested? Why? Is it boring for them? Are we as adults not being creative? And I just want to say this. They talk about the school system. In any relationship, you are always in a two-party relationship. You never can point it on the parents. You never can disappoint it on the teachers. You have to put it on both. Okay? So in society, when you talk about society, society is everybody. So that's all I want to say, man.
All right, man. Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it, man, sharing that with us. I'm going to take another quick call here. Samika, you online? How you doing?
How are you?
I'm great. How you feeling?
I feel great. I'm vibrating. I feel real good. And honestly, okay, I've been listening, and you all are making beautiful points, Mr. Solution, and then the young man that just spoke. What I really want to say is I understand what he's saying about don't let them label us and, you know, really looking into who we are. I understand that. But we need to do that real quick and then get to the work. And I feel like the reason why our children are not it's not that they're not interested in education. It's just that when you have different people, different personality types, different environments, there's different things that make them click, to make them think, to make them, you know, want to get involved. I feel like there should be more entrepreneurship taught in the schools. That should be a great focus. I mean, not just, you know, this little 45-minute class. I mean, it's something that really needs to be, you know, honed and really cultivated. Now,